Okay, let's get into today's daf, is Sukkah daf Yud Beis. Sukkah Yud Beis. Let's talk about the sugya that comes up on yesterday's daf, Beferish. And today's daf also Beferish, but it's a little more implicit in the sugya, but it's the same sugya, and that is Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, the requirement to create something and not have it done, created memela. What does that come up? So that came up yesterday about lulav, that possibly what is the machlokas between whether lulav tzarech eged or avar v'liktan pasul or not, right? That was the sugya of Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Yotzadok and the Chachamim. So we went through a couple of possibilities what the Machlokas is about. So one of them was about Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asiv. Today's daf, and daf Yud Beis, discusses what about putting bundles of straw on a roof and then untying them and having them as the schach. I didn't put it up there to be the schach for my sukkah. I put it up there to dry, even if I put it up there to for other purposes. That's the question, right? The Gemara discusses the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if I have chavile kash, Eitzim Zradin, if I have all of these bundles of wood or items that inherently could be used for schach, I'm not allowed to be misachich with them while they are tied up. If I untie them, then v'kulan she'etiran kasheros, then it will be kasher, and it's all kasher for the tfanos. Right? Because this also relates to what we discussed last week about the tfanos having the status of Kodesh Yoshia, it has to have certain requirements like schach. But the Gemara that goes into Reb Yaakov, quoting from Reb Yochanan, relating to our Mishnah, and also the Mishnah later on about a chotit begadish, somebody just burrows into a pile of straw, and the mela becomes a sukkah, and make a hole in the bottom of a pile of a straw. That's not a problem. And Reb Yochanan said, one of these is a problem midaraisa, and one of these is a problem midarabanan. One of these is a problem of gzeiras Otsar, it's a gzeira derabanan that this is not going to work as schach, and one of them is a problem of tasa l'manasui, and one of them is a daraisa problem, and I'm not sure which one he said where, and the Gemara goes through Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Ashi, which one was daraisa, which one is derabanan. But let's talk about the issue itself. So what is tasa v'lo min ha'asui? Where the Torah requires an asiya done, which is interesting. This is an asiya of, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, a heksha mitzvah. It's the creation of the chefza. It's not the mitzvah itself. All the Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui discussions is not the mitzvah itself. Where does Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui come up? It comes up here by sukkah. Building a sukkah is a heksha mitzvah. It's a heksha mitzvah k'suva b'Torah, as the Netziv called it a couple of days ago. It's written in the Torah, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh l'cha, but it's still a heksher mitzvah. It's not the actual mitzvah. Putting tzitzis on a baged. Right, it comes up, ta'aseh va'asu lahem tzitzis, make tzitzis. Also, ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, where does that come up? Let's say somebody's corner of their tzitzis is totally ripped off, and I sew it back on while the tzitzis is still attached to the corner. Again, ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, what does it mean? It means that I have to do the mitzvah. And when I do the action, that's when the chefza shel mitzvah has to be created. If I create an environment, and in that way, memela, the chefza shel mitzvah is there, so that's a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, where I didn't do a full action, I just fixed something, and that way, memela, it is done. So let's say I have, as the Gemara explains, I pulled a bunch of branches onto my sukkah, so at this moment, it is a problem, because schach have to be talush, kebi b'chubar, and then I cut them. I cut them after I've already placed them on top of the schach. So that's a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Or in the case of tzitzis, right? The entire corner of the beged rips off. Now it's a three-cornered beged. I sew it back on, making it into a four-cornered beged. And right when I make it the four-cornered beged, the mitzvah of tzitzis is there. Because I didn't cut off. In that case, what would I have to do? I'd have to untie the tzitzis, sew the beged, so now it's four corners, and then put the tzitzis back on. So otherwise, it would be ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Mezuzah. The Gemara Menachas, Nafla Megimel, discusses mezuzah. What happens if I have a Tzuras HaPesach on the floor? I have a door frame on the floor, which I'm going to then put into the door. I put the mezuzah onto the door frame first. And then I put the door frame into the door. So while it's on the floor, it's not Chayav Mezuzah yet, because it's just a door frame on the floor. Once I put it up, then it's Chayav Mezuzah. I put the mezuzah on before I put in the door frame. Again, ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. There it doesn't say beferish asiya, but it says uchsavtam. You have to write al mezuzos beisecha. It's not mezuzos beisecha yet. I create mezuzos beisecha, and memela the mezuzah is there. So again, all of these cases have an issue of Tasa Alamana Asui, Sukkah, Tzitzis, Mezuzah, and here we have, by Lubav on yesterday's daf, that was the suggestion. The suggestion was that possibly the issue is the brought in Tasa Alamana Asui. The Pashas is that this is a Psul Daraisa. Right, on our daf, the contrast between Gezeiras Otsar and Tasav Alamana Asui, it sounds like it is a full-fledged problem. Again, this whole idea reflects what we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is the importance of the creation of Chefzah Shel Mitzvos, even though, in all of these cases, only partially by Mezuzah really, it's not even the highest level of a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. Right? It's not even Tashmishe Kedusha, it's Tashmishe Mitzvah. Right, but you're not writing a mezuzah here or writing a sefer Torah. It's even creating the chefzer shel mitzvah, which is going to be tashmishe mitzvah, a sukkah lulav in the category tzitzis, shofar, and the like, menorah. It's similar to the principle of hadzlaka osa mitzvah. Not exactly the same, but we know that, remember the sugi Masechet Shabbos by Neiros Chanukah. Machlokas, whether hadzlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. Whether the mitzvah is fulfilled by the placement, l'may nafkamina, can I light the menorah above 20 amos and then bring it down and put it down? So if you say hanacha osa mitzvah, then fine, because the mitzvah is done at the moment of the hanacha, and even if it's lit beforehand, it's okay. But we paskin hadzlaka osa mitzvah. We paskin that the hadzlaka is the mitzvah. That means the situation must be there when I light. What happens if I light above 20 amos and then I put it down under 20 amos? No good. Need hadzlaka osa mitzvah. Or, this is common, right? In Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we have this first many light outside in these glass boxes. But one has to be careful, because if one lights and let's say one takes off the whole cover to light, and then you put it back on, instead of just opening up a little bit of area to light. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. What happens if I take the whole cover off, but if I would move my body and leave it there, the wind would blow it out in 5 minutes. Wind would blow it out. And then I put the cover back on. So maybe that's a problem of hadlaka and hanacha osa mitzvah. Because right when I lit, it was open. Right, it was in a situation where the winds would have blown it out. So I have to be careful to only open up a little bit or put my body in the area to block it so that it wouldn't be a problem of wind. But that last example that I just gave by Hanukkah, that really is bordering on a different issue. Let's get back to Sukkah for a moment. The machlokas we've shown him here in the sugya of Tasal Mana Asi. What happens if the Chefza Shal Mitzvah is perfect, there's an external problem that has to be removed. And once I remove the external problem, mamela, it's good. Is that a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui? If I don't do anything to the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, the Chefza Shel Mitzvah is there. But I change something on the outside in order to make it kosher. So even by the case of tzitzis, you sewed on the baguettes. That will consider part of the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. But what's more common in Bizman Hazeh, not common, but some people have it, some people have a retractable roof for sukkah. They'll have the sukkah in a room of their house, and they build a retractable roof. It's great in the cold climates, right? You're able to have heat. In the hot climates, you're able to have air conditioning, right? So it's beautiful. People are very comfortable in their sukkah, right? The only issue, not an issue, but if you remember we had a couple of days ago about living in the same place that you live the whole year, right? Is that a problem? Right? We said it's not a problem if the schach is different, but we had that a couple of days ago when we had the sukkah pnimis and the sukkah chitzonis, right? On the chesem abeis, we spoke about maybe inside lo minkara milsa de l'shem sukkahu de l'shem sukkahu darbo to kol yemos hashana dayer hasam v'rov tashmisho v'sudaso v'shinaso sham. So if you sit there the whole year, so is that okay? Okay, but that's the retractable roof case. But what happens, what if I put my sukkah, I build my sukkah, I put the schach on when the roof is still on? So now I put up the sukkah, but right now it's a pasul sukkah, because it's under a roof. But then what? In 5 minutes from now, I'm going to take the roof off. Am I allowed to take the roof off? On Shabbos, Yantav, Suvi Paskin, yes. Why? Because it already is an ohel, and now I'm just removing an extra ohel, putting it back, and it's meant to be done and undone. It's what's called by the poskim derech tashmisho. If something is meant to be done and undone, then it is okay. Opening up a door on Shabbos. Why is that allowed? If I had a hole in the wall and I put a huge piece of plywood, that's bona. And if I would take it off, it would be soser. And I put it back up, it's bona. Why is that different than opening up the door? There's a hole in the wall. The answer is that's meant to be done and undone. That's okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva regarding transition glasses. Right? You go outside, they become sunglasses. You go inside, they become regular glasses. Ah, is that soveya? The answer is no. It's meant to be done. It's meant to be done, sunglasses, and undone. Right? Or, you know, some say if you have a piece of chalant gook stuck onto a plate, I'm scrubbing it off with a good Shabbos sponge and cold water. So is that borer? It's connected. It's tightly connected to each other. I'm scrubbing it off. No, plates are. There are a couple of reasons why it's not borer, but one of them is that it's meant to be done and undone. Right? All of these cases, many poskim say by a zipper. Why a zipper? A zipper tofer. You're connecting two things. See if you're going to zipper something, it's going to stay that way for a very long time. Okay. But many say no. Inherently, zippers are meant to be done and undone. You zipper something, you unzipper something, and therefore there's no issue. So too by the sukkah roof. L'chor, that's not a problem because it's meant to be done and undone. But what about Tasol Manasui? When I built my sukkah, there was a roof on top of it. And now I remove the roof, I don't touch the sukkah. Is that a problem of Tase V'lo Mina Asui, where the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah is perfect, but the surrounding is a problem? So that is 3 days of the Rishonim. One might say, how could you have three? It's either good or no good. How could there be 3 days? But here it is. If you look in the Hagos Hashri, right here on our daf, in Simin Chavdalad, says the Hagos Hashri, quoting this from the Arzarua, Mikan Hayar Rabbeinu Baruch Regensburg, Omer, Shim Asa Sukkah B'toch Habayis, Tachas HaTikra, they had it in those days. You build a sukkah in a house, V'yachar Kach, Heisir HaTikra, D'Psula, the Torah Amr Tasa V'lam Na'asui. First day, Rabbeinu Baruch Regensburg, it's a problem. When you built the sukkah, it was possible. It's the same thing. Doesn't matter whether you detach the schach, doesn't matter whether you remove the retractable roof up above. V'Rab Yitzchak Kalavan Hichshir. The Ein Shayich Lomar Tasa V'lam Na'asui, Elahecha de guf hasukka haya bepsol. Tazal Manasi is where there's something wrong with an inherent object, with a chetzah shal mitzvah. Kigon gefen vidala'as vikisum mechubarim. Where it's mechubar, that's where it's a problem. Aval hacha de guf haschach kosher. The schach is perfect. It's just the background situation. Elasha hatikra go remeslo hachanami dikshera. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Hagos Hashri quotes. He says no. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, according to Rabbeinu Yitzchak, is not a problem because after all, the problem is not inherently with the goof. What's the third day of some Rishonim quote? If you look in the Baal Hashlama, quoted in the Kolbo. I forgot to bring it. That it's Simon Ayin Aleph. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Why is it kosher? Because, like Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, because there's no problem. The answer is no. It is a problem. You need an asiya. But guess what? Taking off the roof is called an asiya. The chiddush of the third daya is that, A, it is a problem of tasav lo menasui, but B, you don't have to have a maisa with a chefsa shel mitzvah to fix it. Even the removal of the retractable roof is good enough to be able to be considered an asiyah and fix the problem. And the Darkei Moshe quotes this machlokes as well. The Darkei Moshe in the Tuf Reish Chavav, the Ramah quotes, in Sif Aleph, says the Darkei Moshe, Kasav HaKobo, he quotes the Kobo, that's why I didn't bring it, because he quotes it beferish. Kasav HaKobo b'shem Baal HaShlama, Kolav Sulam Shein HaBeguf HaSchach, Kishem Vatlon, Ein Tzarech Maisa, Debitulo Havi Maisa. The bittul of the problematic situation is the maisa that you need. Another case, by the Gemara we had a couple of days ago, right? Above 20 amos, and you put in a platform, right? You didn't touch the sukkah, right? Just like removing the roof, you built a platform. Do you have to do anything to the schach in that case? Same kind of situation. Is this tasav lo menasui? Ubanabo, it's the right. We spoke about dofen akuma there, but what about tasav lo menasui? Umiata, v'chein eilu ha'osin, sukkatach ha'zabayis, v'ein mesir nagagach ha'achar asiyah, ein sorach l'nanei ha'aschach, v'acharkach, acharkach, l'vishe gilui ha'gag, v'asaras ha'ra'afim, hu ha'maisa, l'hachshir aschach, ha'nasa b'psul kodem l'chein. And then he quotes Aragos Hashri, that quotes the two different deis. And then he quotes, Umiyo, our question, kasev she'tamualo, eich mutarim, da'asar l'hor l'agbiyah eilu ha'gag, and b'yanta p'sukas, sh'binyin v'stira. Right, maybe the actual taking off of the roof or doing that or putting on the roof. It's raining, rolling on the roof. Maybe that's a problem. So he says, It's made with screws that are meant to be done and undone. Ain bo iser klal. Says the Daki Moshe, that's not a problem. That's not real binyan and sira. Midi tahavi adela shabayis soveves al tzir mal dlasol shabor sheposkav esogrim v'les bukshash yisur. The Daki Moshe is beferish our issue of derech tashmisho, and it will be mudr. So that's a machlokas. Rishonim elachadchila, we try to be machmir. Elachadchila, meaning when we put the roof, when we put the schach on, one should open up the roof. So therefore, when it is put on, it is kosher. Then you're allowed to close it. I don't think that makes the schach pasal. That's the whole point. If it starts raining, close it up. But that doesn't mean it's not a sukkah anymore. But at least the first time, when you put the schach on, the asiyah should be l'shem sukkah. Lumdus might be, what's the nukudis of machlokas? Between these Rishonim, whether it would be a problem of Tassel Omen Asli, so it could be the Berchas Avram has this, Chakira, is Tassel Omen Asli, is it that you need Tasse, or that you can't have Asli? Right, that's the question. Which is the real focus? Because this is kind of in between. Right, you need to have the Tasse, if you need to have the Tasse, so then maybe at this point that's a problem. Because this is not Tasse, right? When you build it, it's not a good mitzvah. Because there's some problem. But is it asui? You really, at the moment, you did create, then you removed the background, so that might not be fully called asui. So that could be the lumdus behind the machlokas. Is the requirement for taset, which you're lacking, or is the problem asui, which you don't have either? So that could be a lumdus. Another example of an external problem where this might come up is, what about tying tzitzis onto a beged balayla, at night? Some of the poskim say, because we paskin that Lila is Lavzman Tzitzis, there is a machlokas Rishonim we had way back, if you remember, in Masechet Shabbos. We had a lumda shir on what does it mean there's a Patur Lila, machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean the person is Patur at night, or a beged that you usually wear at night is Patur? Right, like pajamas, if I have a four-cornered pajamas. But if I wear daytime clothes at night, that's chayef. So that's the machlokas Rosh Rambam about whether it goes by the beged or it goes by the person. But whatever it is, what happens if I put tzitzis on a beged at night? That's a zman of a patur. Is that a problem of tasa of lomana asui? Because at this moment, there's no chiv, right? Or the Menachas Chinuch has a suffix. Menachas Chinuch has a suffix. We know there are differences in Hilchas Mezuzah between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, in terms of rentals, for less than 30 days, in a house of, in Chutz Laretz, if I rent, so then there wouldn't be a, where's the, here it is, Kfiyas Mezuzah, Tav Chav Gimel, Mitzvah Mezuzah, Minchas Chinuch, V'yesh Lach Kor, B'Sachar Bayis, I rented a house in Chutz Laretz. Uvitok Shloshim Yom Shepatar Mi Mezuzah. I'm potted from being Kovei Mezuzah if I rent in Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, you have to put on right away. But if I rent in Chutz Laretz within 30 days, I don't have to put on, but I do anyway. I put up a mezuzah at a time when I'm potter. And then Memela later on, I decide to stay longer. So at the time that I put it up, there was a situation of Patur. Is that a situation of Tasa of Laman Asli? Right, it applies to Mezuzah in the examples we gave earlier. Im Yoti Balachar Shloshim Yom. De Efshar Havile Tasa of Laman Asli Biptur. Maybe it's a problem. De Oz Haya Patur. Or the Efshar. And he says back, why would he say this is different? Why would he say this is different? It's not a physical difference. The Efshar Kiva Duhurak Mechusar Zman Eino Mikri Minha Asli. It's a natural, forecastable situation that, like we said before, done and undone, day and night go back and forth. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to remove a roof. So I don't have to tie the beged back. So this could be not as problematic. Because even if you want to see the other cases are a problem, Tazal Min Asui, but here, you know, it's Min Asui. You know in a couple hours it's going to be daytime. You know it's going to be 30 days in a few days. So it could be time, Mechusar Zman is not a problem of soul. That is what the Menachas Chinuch suggests, in the footnotes they quote from the Nesivus, if you're planning on living there for more than 30 days, then you're chayev miyad. Okay, that's a detail in Hilchot Mezuzah. And he quotes, this might be the similar situation of the Achronim by Tzitzis. He quotes from the Primogadim. The Primogadim in the Mishpitzo Zav, in Simin Yudches Sifkat and Aleph, Yire, Dekasher Af Imason Balayla, Velo Havitasov Lobin Asui, After Ksus Laila Patura Laha Rambam, even though Ksus Laila is Patur, Dugma Ladavar, Ein Mechusir Zman Labo Bayom, Uzman Memela Kaasi. Right, Zman is Memela, Zman, it goes by itself. And therefore, it says the Prima Gadim by Tzitzis is not a problem. So, also, would you be mechalik between day night versus 30 days? They're both time. Maybe you can be mechalik, but he the minchas chanuch assumes not by having that comparison. The gam besukah din zetasav yishlakar bazev and yochal harech zorim aruchim the tzar kunchus b'fnei asmo. He says this often. I need a separate sefer to write about this sugya. Ubasi rak lahaskir. I'm just mentioning it now, but hopefully one day I'll be able to write a separate sefer. We have the minchas chanuch. That's the sefer that we have from Reb Abad. But either way, this is the Sugya of Tasav Olam and Asui, again, inherent problem with the Chefsa, removal of an external problem, step two, problem with time, step three. Those are how far do you go, even if you would say the problem, let's say like the Rishonim that say that the removal of the roof is a problem, they might not say that time is a problem, right? Because that's one step removed of the step removed. Either way, this is part of the Sugya of Tasa, below Min HaAsui. We'll stop here.